Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. I am Evelyn.
And I'm Crystal.
This week, we are talking through Session 4 and the question we sat with, is it the season of Jesus' return? Now, we already know when people hear that kind of question, it can go all kinds of directions. Some people get nervous. Some people start looking for every different headline. Some people start looking at charts, dates, and predictions. But that is not what we're going to do here today.
Right. So this conversation is not about setting dates. It's not about trying to figure out the day or the hour, because Jesus already told us that is not our place. He did tell us to watch. He did tell us to pray. And he did tell us to be ready.
Yep, that is really the heart of the episode. So not fear, readiness, because Jesus never called us to live scared. He called us to live awake. Mm-hmm. And if we are honest, a lot of us are awake to everything else. We're awake to the news, social media, drama, politics, awake to everybody else's business. But spiritually, we can be half asleep. And this week's study really challenged us to ask a few questions. Are we watching? Are we praying? Are we looking up? And are we living like Jesus really is coming again?
And before we get started, we want to say so clearly that this episode is a recap and discussion from our Tuesday night Bible study. We are referencing the themes we discussed, but we are not reading from the study book or teaching directly through the book word for word. And the book we are studying is The King is Coming by John Bevere.
Yes, and we always want to honor copyrighted material. So our focus today is going to be on the scripture, our discussion, and what the Lord was showing us through our study. We are also not here to predict any date for Jesus' return. That is certainly not our job. Our job is to stay faithful. Our job is to stay ready. And our job is to stay grounded in the Word of God.
And throughout this episode, we are going to reference scripture, and we'll read those passages directly from the King James Bible. So grab your Bible and follow along with us.
Okay, so let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you that even when the world feels unstable, you are not unstable. Mm-hmm. Lord, help us to hear what you are saying. Help us not to be distracted, fearful, or spiritually asleep. Awake up anything in us that has grown dull. Mm-hmm. Teach us to watch and pray. Teach us to look up. Teach us to live ready and not out of fear, but out of love for you. Keep this conversation grounded in your Word. Let it encourage, convict, and strengthen those who listen. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the first part of our study focused on the command to look up. And that sounds simple, but it is not always easy. Mm-hmm. Because when life gets heavy, most of us do the opposite. You know, we look down, we get discouraged, we get overwhelmed. We start staring at everything that feels wrong, but Jesus gives us a different posture.
Yes, so let's go ahead and read our first scripture, which is Luke 21:25-28.
And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, mm-hmm. for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near.
What stood out to me is that Jesus does not pretend that things will always be easy. He talks about things happening in the world that will shake us up. But then he tells his people to lift up their heads, and that matters.
Yeah, it does. He says, look up. Because Jesus, the reason is he's not telling us to ignore what's happening. He really is just telling us not to be ruled by what's happening.
Right.
You know, the difference between being aware and being consumed by something. And I think that is where a lot of us have to check ourselves. Like, am I aware of what is going on, or am I letting it control my peace? You know, am I watching with wisdom, or am I feeding fear? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's really good, you know, because sometimes we say we are just staying informed, but in reality, we are letting the world shape our emotions all day long. So you can check the news and walk away super heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You can scroll social media and walk away angry. Did that today. Told you about that.
Yeah.
You can listen to everybody's opinion and walk away so confused. But when we go back to scripture, it pulls our eyes back where they belong, and that is Jesus and his words.
That's right. And you know, that is going to connect into the next scripture, Crystal, I want you to read, which is Colossians 3, and that'll be verses 1 through 3.
Okay. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
So that passage tells us to set our affections and our mind on the things above.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not mean we stop caring about, like, real life, what's going on around us. It doesn't mean we ignore our bills or our mm-hmm. family, ministry, sickness, grief, or whatever's happening, you know, within our world. It just means those things do not become Lord over us.
Exactly.
You know, so they do not get to rule our hearts, and they do not get to take the place that belongs to Jesus. That's what that's telling us.
And I think that John Bevere said it best in his video when he says he plans like he's going to be here for 200 years.
Yep.
But he lives like Jesus is coming tomorrow.
Or today, actually.
Or today. Yeah, and that was today. Really yeah, good. Because that kind of really put it into perspective. We plan like Jesus isn't coming for a long time.
Yep.
But we live out our life like he is to come
any second.
Yep. Yep,
absolutely.
And, you know, we do have to be a little honest. We are human, right?
Yeah.
So where our mind naturally goes, right? When things are quiet, where do my thoughts run? Well, it can run to worry, to fear, to people, to money, what could go wrong, and also to the future. And, you know, I feel like that tells us something.
Yeah, it really does. I know I was talking to somebody yesterday, and there's crises going on, you know, in her life. And so she kept thinking about all the what ifs. And Tony and I were talking where it's like, you cannot think about all the what ifs. So what you're saying, about like, you know, we can't let money or the thoughts of all these terrible thoughts, worrisome thoughts run through our minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that does tell us something. And I'm not saying that to condemn anybody, you know, it's just, we all have places where our minds drift
mm-hmm.
on a mm-hmm. regular basis. But this study has challenged us to ask us, like, what is our focus? You know, we know it should be on Jesus and eternity, because whatever has my focus will usually have my emotions too.
Yep.
You know, that's usually a heart check. And if my mind is always set on these earthly things, things I can't take with me, I shouldn't be surprised when my peace feels really uneasy, right?
Mm-hmm. So with that, let's read another scripture. We're going to read Psalm 121, 1 through 8.
Okay. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Oh, I love that. So that psalm is such a reminder that our help does come from the Lord. It's not from perfect circumstances, because that's not a thing. Not from when everything is going our way. Not from when the world is calming down and everything looks peaceful. Our help comes from the Lord.
That's right. And that's why we can look up, not because everything is easy, but because God is faithful in everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So another part we talked about was our citizenship.
Yep.
So, and this one is important because it reminds us that this world is not our final home.
That's right. So we're going to read that scripture, and that is going to be Philippians 3, verse 20. I want to flip to there.
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. So yes. If our citizenship is in heaven, then we should change how we live here, right? Mm-hmm. It should change how we handle bad news. It should change how we deal with any disappointments that come our way, and there will be many, I'm sure. It should change actually what we chase mm-hmm. in our everyday life. It should also change what we cling to and really who we cling to.
Yeah, because, you know, we are here, but we do not belong to the system of this world.
That's right.
We do serve here. We love people here. And we do care about what happens here. But we are not supposed to live like this is all there is.
No, he has stressed that in every single week. And we're in, this is week four. Mm-hmm. We should be living for eternity. Yeah. We should live every single day, you know, for eternity. And that is where the return of Jesus should bring hope. You know, for believers, his return is not supposed to be terror. It's supposed to remind us that this world does not get the last word. Jesus does.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for that, you know. So the next part of our study was called basically check your source. And honestly, we need to do that right now because we live in a time where people will share anything. And, you know, we talked about social media today. Somebody shared something terrible on social media. You read it. And this was in a Bible study group or like a
prayer warrior
yeah. room. And
disappointing,
you know, it's just disappointing, like you said, disappointing because, you know, if somebody reads that, it can pull them away from the Lord if they're reading certain things. So we live in a time where people have no problem sharing one post or one headline or one video, one dramatic voice, and suddenly everybody reacts before anybody checks if it's true and mm-hmm. understands the consequence of what they just posted, yeah. you know?
And, you know, that also happens spiritually too.
Yeah.
So people can build their beliefs off clips or opinions, fears, and personalities instead of the Bible, instead of the Word.
Yeah.
And if we are not careful, we can mistake fear for discernment.
Oh, that's a big one, I think. Fear can sound urgent, but not everything urgent is from God. Okay, mm-hmm. So we have to keep coming back to Scripture. You know, if we know that if it's not there and you can't find it in Scripture, it's not from God.
Right.
So we're going to turn and we're going to read from Peter, and we're going to go to 2 Peter. And so if you're all writing this down, we're going to be doing 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 through 10. So if you'll read that, Crystal.
Okay. Beloved. How I love the word beloved.
We talked about that last night, beloved.
Beloved, I now write to you the second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget that by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise, and that the elements will melt away with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
Yes. So Peter talks about people mocking the promise of the Lord's coming.
Yep.
And that's where he talked about people will scoffers. And I know when we talked about in Bible studies, like, well, people have been saying this for generation after generation that the Lord's coming. And so people start to kind of get, you know, complacent and, like he said, scoffing or literally mocking the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think what stood out to me is that God is not late. Okay, so where it says, do not forget this one thing. The Lord one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as one day. So that does stand out. Like he is patient. He's merciful and he's waiting,
mm-hmm.
you know? So he's just being patient, waiting for people to come and turn to him. That changes how we see things. And that should change how we see the waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will have to apologize. I read all of that. I was supposed to only start at 3, but I did end up going 1 through 10 in case you're reading with us. If you're like, I didn't know where she started.
So literally she
read the whole thing.
Chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. Yeah. And we're going to keep that in there. So,
so some people probably do ask, you know, well, if Jesus is coming, why has it been so long?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's probably a question on a lot of people's mind. But scripture shows us that God's patience is mercy.
That's right.
And we should be ever so thankful for that. Because if we're honest, many of us needed that mercy because he tells us that he doesn't want any to perish. So he's giving us time.
Right. I know I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Jesus had come during certain seasons of my life, I was not ready.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've shared my story. I didn't get baptized until 2014. I am now 57, going to be 58 this year. So thank you, Lord, for not coming in a time when I was not ready. And so now it's our job to help pray for those who are not ready, you know, for their scales to be lifted off their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about the Lord waiting, we need to remember that his patience has given people time to repent, time to come back to him and surrender, time to be saved.
Right. And that should humble us. I mean, it should not make us arrogant or argumentative and not obsessed with proving we know more than everybody else. Humble. It should make us humble.
Amen. Prophecy should not make us prideful either. It should make us more prayerful, if anything. It should help us, you know, care about all the souls that we know, you know, need to return and repent.
Yeah.
And help and walk, you know, kind of like we talked about what you said today, Crystal, is, you know, you were upset with somebody who was in a Christian group who said something they shouldn't have said. And really, it can turn people away. Our walk should turn people towards Jesus, not away from Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
So we should care and help the souls who still need to be saved and direct them to the Holy Spirit. It should help us want people to know Jesus while there's still time. And thank God there is still time, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we are going to look at several passages that show how God moves in his own timing. So sometimes he gives us warnings, sometimes he waits, and sometimes things shift suddenly.
Yeah, and we're going to reference these passages. I want you to write them down and refer to them later and go back and read all the passages. There are several, and we don't have time to really go through and read every single scripture, so we want you to go back to it.
Yeah.
So the first scripture is Genesis 6:11 through 7, verse 10. And then Exodus 12, verses 1 through 30.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 21, verses 1 through 21. And Acts 9, verses 1 through 19.
Yeah. So when you read each of those passages, you'll see that it shows us something about God's timing. So Noah's day shows warning and judgment. Exodus shows deliverance and judgment. Luke shows Jesus warning about what would come. Acts shows Saul being stopped by Jesus when he least expected it.
And the point is this, God is merciful, but he is not careless.
Not at all.
You know, he gives warnings, he gives space, he gives opportunity, but we cannot treat his patience like permission to stay asleep. That is a terrible, dangerous place to be.
Yeah. And that hits home because sometimes people think, oh, I'll get serious later, but, you know, it's maybe later I'll pray or later I'll forgive or later I'll obey. Later I'll deal with that sin. Later I'll get back to the word. But what if later never comes? Because none of us are promised later.
Yeah. That is why this is not just an end time conversation. This is really a heart conversation. So it's, am I ready to meet Jesus? Not, do I know everything and every prophecy detail? You know, it's not about, can I win a debate? But like, am I ready? Is my heart surrendered? Am I walking in obedience? And am I playing around with something God has already told me to lay down? That's where this can get real and does get real, you know? Yeah. So God's plan, you know, it's not failing. So another part of the study touched on God's plan for Israel, the Gentiles, and the timing of history. And we are not going to try to unpack every detail in one podcast episode because that can get deep fast. But the simple truth is this: God has not lost control.
Okay. So we're going to reference those scriptures that talks about God not losing control.
Right, his plan, yep.
Again, we have a few of them, so we're not going to read them. But we have Hosea 5:15, Hosea 6:1-3, Romans 11:25-26, and Acts 15:13-15.
Yep. Okay. So when we look at the world, it can feel random. We see wars, division, confusion, people turning away from truth, which means turning away from God. But scripture reminds us that God is working through history. He has not forgotten his promises, and he has not forgotten Israel. He has not forgotten the nations, and he has not forgotten the church.
Yeah. And that should give us peace, you know, because we do not have to understand every detail to trust God's character.
No, exactly. We need humility when we talk about prophecy. There are things that believers may see differently, you know?
That's true.
And not there may be, there are things we see differently. And there are some things that scripture makes very clear, which like Jesus is coming again. That is very clear. God keeps his promises. The gospel still needs to be preached. And while we wait, we are called to be faithful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is also where we have to be careful because we cannot get so focused on signs that we forget the most important thing, that's souls.
Reaching souls, that's right. Mm-hmm. You know, signs certainly do matter, but souls matter more.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we believe Jesus is coming, then we should be praying for people. We should be sharing the gospel. We should be loving people well,
yes.
And we should be living in a way that points people directly to Jesus Christ.
Yes. Okay, so the next part we're going to call the snooze button. And I would say the title speaks for itself.
It does, because most people do not drift all at one time, right? It happens little by little. So that's hence the snooze button. It happens, I'll pray later. I'll read later, I'll obey later, I'll forgive later, I'll serve later, I'll surrender later. And after a while, that becomes the norm. It's like hitting the snooze button over and over.
Or as we call procrastination.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, and spiritually, that's just dangerous because the more we ignore the alarm, the easier it gets to sleep through it.
Yeah, that's true. So let's read the main scripture for that part. And that's going to move us to Matthew 26:41.
Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yes, Jesus told his disciples to watch and pray.
Yeah.
Not watch and panic, not watch and argue, not watch and obsess, but watch and pray. So that means we should stay spiritually awake and connected to God at all times.
So we're also going to reference a few other chapters. We won't read these passages, but we're going to look at Luke 12:35-48, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 6-8, Mark 13:33-37, and 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
Yep. So those scriptures keep bringing us back to the same thing, and which is what this entire podcast is about. you know, stay awake, stay sober, stay prayerful, and be ready, you know, for Jesus to come. And that readiness doesn't mean like sitting around doing nothing. He wants us to remain in our active lives every day and being faithful in everyday life here on earth and walking, you know, and loving like Jesus.
Right. You know, because some people hear, oh, Jesus is coming, and then they get completely strange with it. But readiness is not weirdness. Readiness is just faithfulness.
That's right. That's exactly it. Readiness looks like praying and forgiving and serving, you know, working. If you're working at a 9-to-5, like, you know, a lot of us, it means working with integrity. You know, it means loving your family and loving them well, sharing the gospel, you know, keeping your hearts clean before God and doing what he told you to do. You know, if he tells you to do something, you know, don't procrastinate and still live your life, but live with eternity in view always.
Mm-hmm. So as we kind of delved into this study, you know, it makes us think about, you know, what's our signal strength with God? You know, like, what does that look like? Because sometimes we are not fully disconnected, but there is interference.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we can, like you said, we can love God and still have interference. You know, there's too much noise. I'm guilty. I will be honest. You know, a lot of times there's been times where I'm like, oh, I got to get my Bible study in, and I'll let it play in the background as I'm doing something. Am I really getting something from that? Yeah. You know, I've been guilty of that. So too much noise, too much stress, scrolling through social media, being too busy, you know, maybe there's compromise. All that thing can cause interference in the connection that you have with, you know, our Lord and Savior.
Right. And if you're feeling like your signal to God is weak, so the answer is not to fake it. No, it's not going to be like, let's fake it till we make it. Because, yep, you know, that's a saying that everyone loves to use. No, the answer is to just reconnect.
Yep, that's it. And how do we reconnect? We've talked about this a lot. Get back in the Word, and not just in the Word. Like, get in the Word and hear it. Take time in it. You know, pray honestly. Repent whenever needed, and do that quickly. You know, turn off some of the noise in the background, whatever that is. Whatever's, you know, if you're trying to study, whatever noise is in the background, shut it off. And ask God, what needs to change in my life? And then obey him when he gives you what those changes should be. You know, that is where the growth is. And not pretending that we're fine, but coming back to him is the answer.
Absolutely.
So what do we do with all of this? You know, we've had a lot of discussion about basically, you know, staying close to the Lord, you know, staying ready, keeping our, you know, we've talked about the lamp, you know, oil in the lamp last week, you know, so because we do not want to just have another Bible study, close the book and go home unchanged. This should affect how we live every day.
Yeah. It should affect our focus, you know, yep. What am I feeding? If I keep feeding fear, then I should not be surprised when I feel anxious. If I keep feeding distraction, then I should not be surprised when I feel spiritually dull.
Yeah, it's true. It should also affect our obedience. What has God already told me to do that I keep putting off? That should be a question you ask yourself. Is there something? Because sometimes we are asking God for the next instruction, and he is still waiting for our obedience from the last instruction he gave us.
Yeah, and it should also affect, you know, our prayer life. So not just praying when something goes wrong, but just staying connected to God throughout the day.
Yes. So being watchful and praying go hand in hand, right? If we're watching without praying, we can become anxious. If we are praying, God will keep us rooted.
Yeah.
And that is what we need right now in this time, I think, more than ever. So not more fear. We need to be more rooted. We need to be more obedient. We need to surrender more. And we need more love for Jesus and others.
Mm-hmm. So the question is not, oh, can we figure out the exact timing? The better question to ask is, are we ready?
Yeah, are we ready? You're right. Are we awake? Are we prayerful? You know, stay grounded in the Word, watch our hearts, and let's live like Jesus really is coming again today. You know, live like he's coming today. Prepare like you have forever.
Mm-hmm.
And until he comes, we have work to do. We need to love others like Jesus. We need to love God. We need to love people. you know, our we need to get out there and share the gospel, serve faithfully, and always lift our eyes to the Lord.
Yep. And we need to stop hitting that snooze button.
That's right. No more snooze buttons, y'all. So certainly not with our prayer lives, you know, don't hit the snooze button on your prayer life or your obedience. Certainly not with repentance and not with what God has called us to do. So Crystal, yes. We are going to use this time and we thank everybody for joining us, but let's close in prayer.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for your word and for your reminder that Jesus is coming again. Help us not to live distracted, careless, or be spiritually asleep. Teach us to look up when the world feels heavy. Teach us to check our source and come back to your word. Teach us to watch and pray. Lord, wake up our prayer lives. Wake up our hunger for you. Wake up our obedience. If there is anything in us that has grown cold, make it alive again. Help us live ready, not out of fear, but because we love you and we belong to you. And for anyone listening who knows they are not right with you, draw them today. Let this be the moment they stop delaying and come back to you. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so next week we'll be moving into week 5, which covers in the King is Coming, John Bevere study book, chapters 14 through 21 in that reading. The focus will be on Jesus as both groom and king, mm-hmm. and it means to hold the line and how we live pure and ready while we wait for his return.
Yeah, so this week, you know, just take time to read, pray, and ask God what he wants to show you. And then come ready to talk. Not just about prophecy, but about how this should shape the way we live.
Because the point is not just knowing Jesus is coming, the point is living like we believe it.
Yes. So thank you for joining us for Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls.
If this episode encouraged you or challenged you, share it with someone who needs the reminder to stay awake, stay prayerful, and keep their eyes on Jesus.
Yes.
Until next time. Stay grounded, stay hungry, and stay unfiltered in your walk with Jesus. This is Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. We love you, and we will see you right back here next Thursday.
See you next week. God bless.